Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 3rd of February 1972. The title is The Recognition of Discipline and Time by Knowing the Self. The Recognition of Discipline and Time by Knowing the Self. It is said about the Father that those who know Him as He is and what He is can attain all attainments. In the same way, in order to know yourself as you are and what you are, do you know and accept yourself in this way and conduct yourself accordingly throughout the whole day? Just as it is necessary to know the Father in all His forms and in all relationships, similarly, to know the Self in the same way through the Father is also necessary. To know means to accept. What will be your stage if you continue to move along accepting yourself as you are? You will be bodiless whilst being in the body, avyakt whilst being in the vyakt form, an angel whilst walking and moving around, and karmatit whilst performing karma. When you very clearly know and accept yourselves, then such souls can never fluctuate in following the disciplines. To know the disciplines means to follow the disciplines. The disciplines automatically remain with those who accept and follow all the disciplines. They do not have to think whether something is a discipline or not, but for those who stabilize themselves in the stage of the Self, whatever actions they perform, whatever words they speak, or whatever thoughts they think become a discipline. In the Sakar form, you saw that whatever actions he performed, they became the disciplines for the Brahmin family. How were these disciplines created? Whatever happened through Brahma Baba became the disciplines for the Brahmin family. By staying in the awareness of the Self, all actions become a discipline and the recognition of time constantly remains very clear in front of them. Senior officers know the whole plan and they conduct their activities by keeping it in front of them. In the same way, pilots or ship captains have their own plans through which they can know the path clearly. Similarly, those who know themselves automatically follow the disciplines, and the recognition of time is also very clear for them. Throughout the day, they have the awareness of what they are, as they are. This is why it is remembered, whatever actions I perform, others that see me will do the same. So, whatever actions are performed by those who know themselves, these actions will become the discipline. Seeing them, everyone will follow them. You should constantly have such a stage. You have to make effort in the first stage. You have to think at every step whether something is right or wrong, whether it is your discipline or not. When you constantly stay in the awareness of the Self, then it becomes natural and there is no need to think about it. You can never perform any action without the disciplines. In the Sakar form, because of being in the intoxication of the Self, he could say with authority that even if a wrong action was performed by the Sakar form, then that would also be put right. He had that authority. How did he have such authority? With the intoxication of the self, by staying in the awareness of the form of the self, you have the intoxication that none of your actions can be wrong. Everyone should have such intoxication number-wise. Can those who follow the Father not create this stage? You will follow this also, will you not? He is the first soul in the Sakar form. Whatever was demonstrated by the first soul as an instrument, the second and third souls can follow him number-wise in all aspects. The question of the incorporeal form is a different matter. Whatever Baba demonstrated as an instrument in the corporeal form can be followed by everyone, number-wise, according to effort. This is known as having complete faith in the intellect for the self. Just as you have 100% faith in the intellect for the Father, together with faith in the Father, you also need to have that much faith in the intellect for the self. How much intoxication do you have for the stage of the self? Just as Baba became an instrument in the Sakar form and demonstrated every action as a discipline, you children have to follow the Father in the same way in a practical form. Do you have such a stage? If the train is running along its track very accurately, then there is the faith that there cannot be an accident, and you continue to drive it whilst being carefree. In the same way, if you have the intoxication of the awareness of the self, if your foundation is good, then you cannot perform actions or have thoughts that are not within the discipline. Such a stage is coming close now. This is known as being close to the perfect stage. By stabilizing yourself in this stage of self-respect, there cannot be any arrogance. The more you maintain your stage of self-respect, the more humility there will be. This is why such souls will not have any arrogance. Just as victory is guaranteed when you have faith, in the same way, victory is merged in every action of those who have such faith in the intellect. That is, if their every action is like a discipline, then victory is guaranteed. Check yourself to see how close you are to this stage. When you come close, the number of others can come close. Day by day, you must be having the experience of such transformation. To have something verified and to give regard to one another is one thing, and to have faith in the self and ask others is a different matter. Whatever actions such souls perform, they will have faith in the intellect. Baba also gives regard to the children and advises them. Check to see how close you have come to such a stage. Then you will not have the thought, "I don't know whether this is right or wrong." This thought will finish because you are master knowledgeful. You must never lack intoxication of the self. According to the discipline in interacting with others, to give regard to them is also a discipline. You saw such a stage in the sample. To follow the things you have seen in the Sakar form is easy. Is it not? So, you are coming close to such a stage of being equal, are you not? So now, you have to make elevated and deep effort, not ordinary effort. Ordinary effort is that of childhood. But now, for special souls, it has to be special effort. Acha Om Shanti.